morning sickness. Morning sickness.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Nine Inch Nails right there. It is beautiful right there, head like a hole. I'm very excited about this whole concert week thing. Looking at that list, you can get a lot of good deals. $25 flat fee all the way across the board. It's pretty cool. Live Nation, if you want to go to a concert, the list is endless. It's mind-numbing how many bands are on that thing. You ever know a guy who couldn't spell the word degree unless he was holding the antiperspirant in his hand? That's Brett Festley, and he's heading to college tonight. Carrington College tonight, if you want, or today. It's this afternoon.
Yeah.
You're leaving the show 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Are you going to, is there a protest, or what are we doing?
No, I don't Sitting protest. Up tents. You know that. Come on.
Carrington College has Brett going out there. A regular guy doing regular things at a college that's not in the news all the time. It's a brilliant thing.
Well, we're setting up a tent there, so we'll start things off.
You want a new career without all the hassles of all the nonsense that goes on in the other places, this is the place to do it, and Brett will hook you up. He's going to give you a college degree today. It's graduation, right? I don't know what you're doing. 12 to 2, he's got all sorts of stuff out there. Megadeth tickets?
Yep.
You got KUPD stuff all over.
Andrew Dice Clay tickets, too.
Oh, no kidding.
That's what I hear.
They're doing open house all day long to go see what it's like to go to Carrington College. Hands-on career training programs. So if you're one of the people that needs Carrington College, it's a waiting on you, and Brett's going to be there giving you prizes the whole time he's there. 12 to 2. Where is it? I don't even know where it is.
23rd Avenue and south of Dunlap.
South of Dunlap. All right, which is nothing wrong with Carrington College being there.
No.
But 2 days.
No.
Saturday morning, the news will break.
Just off the I-17.
You think that's where they'll find the body? Mine's more of the...
Is that your FanDuel bet?
I'm going to say they'll find the body. Southie. I can't say it because then I'll change it, but my guess would have been around where Manzanita used to be.
I don't got that kind of time.
All right. That's what the killer would say. Of course he doesn't have that kind of time. I did not want to pay attention to this. Brady brought something up this morning, and I'm excited about this for tomorrow. Stormy Daniels is going back on the stand again tomorrow, and this has gotten salacious and weird. This is a hush money trial of Donald Trump. Pick a side, do your thing. But just from a pure spectator standpoint, whatever went on in that courtroom the last couple of days with porn star Stormy Daniels had nothing to do with hush money. It was all about the sex. And it is interesting. And everybody has Trump in their mind how he sounds. And so when you read the quotes of the things he said, even better, because she tried to play victim at one point, which was pretty, it's very soap opera. And she's like, I had sex with him, and at a certain point I was so uncomfortable, I think I blacked out for a little bit. And then when I got up to put my shoes back on, my hands were shaking, I couldn't buckle my heels. All right. She acted like she's just this innocent little girl who's wandering around Lake Bambi. Tahoe event filled with people, billionaires and stuff. I was just an innocent porn star wandering around Tahoe, and Donald Trump started to talk to me, and the next thing you know, I'm having sex. Well, that's not what happened. So it was very much that she was the girl
was paid for,
fresh off the bus, and just had no idea what she was getting into. And so Trump's great line, she said, I saw him, I loved this, mentally pictured the thing. I saw him walk in, and he was in a robe, a silk robe, and just a silk robe, which is hilarious to picture anyway. And then she goes, well, does Mr. Hefner know you stole his robe? You know what? Yeah, I don't have to wear the robe. Ooh. Then she blacks out. They have sex. Gets up. She's putting her shoes back on. And as she's leaving, he says, what was the thing he said? Was it Keep in Touch Buttercup or something like that? It was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was such a great thing.
I heard
thing.
It once.
Damn it. Can't remember the quote, but it was such a good thing. Oh, Keep in Touch, Honey Bunch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Honey Bunch. He's 60, she's 27. He drops a Honey Bunch on her. So she's leaving. Then Brady tells me a thing, and I just read about that Trump pawned her off on a pre-rape Ben Roethlisberger at the same tournament that Ben was in trouble for a year later.
Getting TV repair.
Right. Yeah. Well, one of the ladies at the thing got TV repair. My TV's busted. She pops up to the room. He gives her the old-fashioned. TV may or may not work. Leaves. She emails out how awesome it was. She's with Ben. They're going to dinner the next day. Ben skedaddles, leaves.
Ghost.
And she's like, what? I had sex with him. He was the one. And next thing you know, it's a sexual assault. Well, evidently, Trump hands
Ben Roethlisberger, great quarterback, plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Great guy. Really good guy. You're going to love him, Stormy. And you know what? Ben, walk my little lady to my room. That's my gal.
He's like, all right. I don't know why Ben agreed to escort the porn star to the room, but upon the request of Donald Trump, he did it. And then she claims
because
that,
we know what it is. It's a buddy like, oh, you might hit it off with her. Not even hit it off.
Sure.
Enjoy your time with
her. Why don't you take a little time? Have a little walk with Stormy Daniels. That's right.
Because Ben's there just to escort girls back to the
right.
room.
Because Ben wasn't a celebrity at the event.
You're introducing this guy here.
Right.
And,
there's nothing weird about the other celebrities just walking around with you alone. There's no, like, signals there. So Ben goes back to the room, and she said that for up to 10 minutes he pounded on her door begging.
After trying to kiss her.
He was trying to make out with her, and Stormy Daniels was like,
no.
No, I don't do that stuff. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Like other people we know.
And then he's like, come on. Let me in. Everybody wants some. No one saw this for 10 minutes. 6'5", 255-pound Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback and Super Bowl champion Ben Roethlisberger is pounding on a hotel door screaming, let me in.
I don't have sex with you.
I want to have sex with you, though. I want in. Now.
I know we just met, but I love you.
Maybe it was really tough for Ben Roethlisberger to get laid at these events. Seems like the news might have told you that. But watching all this stuff in trial and you're like, oh, is this turned into a circus? No matter how you feel about why this trial's happening, this part's pretty fun. So she's taking the stand again tomorrow. And I have a feeling we're going to get some small dick jokes. It's getting close.
Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Or I mean,
and he's going to lose his mind. He will lose, and I think that's by design.
Trump's crew, or is it?
They're both. I think Trump. But I think we're going to get a thing where she's been coached to go when it's uncomfortable. Take a jab at the size, because if he loses his mind, we get the gag order, we get the contempt, he goes to jail. And everybody
he's already got the yellow card.
Right? He's sitting there with it one more, and he's suspended. Yeah. Like he's in the. He'd been in the penalty box one too many times. They're going to try to push him over the top. And you know what this is? God damn it. Good TV. It really is good, entertaining news. I hate that it's happening. For every reason it's happening, good, bad, and otherwise. But you can't get past how good it is to read this stuff.
Keep in touch, honey bunch.
That is creepy by itself. He's suspended for 2 weeks from covering Indiana Fever games just for saying that to anybody.
Why don't we stay in touch, honey bunch? Okay. That's the thing we 60-year-olds say to kids. Keep in touch, honey bunch. 23 Skidoo. Enjoy your day. That was a real cherry event we just had, you and I.
Thanks.
You're the Riz. I believe that's a thing.
It's my friend Ben. Don't hurt him.
Try to be easy on him, huh? He's a kid. All right, go get him, Ruthie. Don't rape her. That's all I ask.
And again, I don't want double standards to be ignored, but if a porn star says yes to me, walk me back to my room, I think I've cleared like 9 levels of the video game without trying. I don't feel like I have to go through the same gauntlet to get laid when a porn star says, why don't you come over? Walk me back to my room. Now, maybe Ben did stand outside that door for 10 minutes and pound on it, but Stormy Daniels isn't that hot, even in her prime.
It's expired.
If she shuts the door on you and you're Ben Roethlisberger, and at the time he's probably 25, 26 years old, millionaire in Reno at a party with billionaires, and he goes right back into that room and gets laid. It isn't hard.
Once this is all done, how fast do you think she makes another movie?
immediately.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
Yes. Cashing
she's
in.
She's back in immediately.
She's going to make millions.
With a Trump impersonator.
Yep.
Me.
It'd be
hey,
just like the...
hold on a second here. Wait a tick. Brett, you want to produce this?
And just it's like called, the Nailin' Palin thing back in the day.
Keep in Touch, Honey Bunch is the name of the movie.
Keep in Touch, Honey Bunch.
Keep Sweet.
Oh, no, that's the Warren Jeff thing. He owns that.
Honey Bunch.
No, no. We can't go Warren Jeff's on this. It gets creepier. Somehow you've made it creepier.
Keep in Touch, Honey Bunch. Oh, yeah.
And you get to see the Trump O face. Stormy's actually in it, recreating the whole night. Roethlisberger's in the window like King Kong trying to get her out. It's good TV. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to fall into this hole. It's too late. But some of the stories have nothing to do with why they're there, which as an American, you're like, what the hell's going on? But as a human being, you're like, ooh, is she claiming he raped her? Because they called for a mistrial yesterday saying, oh, you're saying you blacked out and did this against your will? This is all new. You're throwing out nonsense. This is a mistrial. And the judge said, not a mistrial. So I'm predicting it. She's going to make a joke, just a subtle one, and he's going to lose his cork. Right in court, he'll say something. Mr. Trump, please.
Well, you can't just sit up there and talk about and insult me.
Because his dick size matters to him. I know he's 80, but it matters to him. Because that little hands thing, he brought that up about 6 times in debates. That one time when he just held him up.
And my hands are fine, and so is everything else in my body.
He was talking to Hillary Clinton. And remember, he had to announce, I do have a normal-sized dick. It was just like right there in a presidential debate. I'm like, what is going on? It's happening again. You don't have to like him, but man, this is fun to watch.
And for sure, he has to sit in on this one, right?
Well,
there's certain days you don't have to be there.
Yeah, this is he's sitting in on these. He wants to. And maybe if
they're going to try to do what they want.
If his team's smart, they should keep him out of there because, people making decisions will see his reactions to Stormy Daniels' crap.
And did you see the reason why he's has the yellow card, the complaining? I guess it's just freezing cold in there.
And he won't shut up.
And he just stands up out of the blue because he's got to get circulation. Sit down.
I can't sit down the entire time. First and foremost, I'm in terrible shape. My blood just stops moving around in this giant fat body. Now I have to got to get up every once in a while. It's very, very hard, very cold. It's cold in here. It's cold like that Stormy Daniels.
All right, that's enough.
I'm just saying, before she hits me with little dick jokes, I'm going after the cavern.
That's the main thing. Let's make him look as bad as possible.
And they're working on
for
it.
Doesn't go their way on that
freezing cold
court case.
Snaps on a girl. It's going to be, damn it, I'm in. I did not want to watch this, but I have to. All right, Brett, sorry. I went off on this a little longer than I wanted to. What's your time?
You know, let's go with a song that describes her testimony.
Ooh, Stormy Daniels walk-up music to the court.
Yep.
Ooh. I like that. Is there a song called Keep in Touch, Honey Bunch? I think that's we have to ban it, right?
You know, like maybe what she's going to say or whatever, or when she's looking at Trump walking up there.
When's the last time anybody used Honey Bunch that wasn't a grandparent?
Hello, Honey Bunch.
Honey Bunch. Gross. All right, I like that one. Rock Wars, the topic. Stormy Daniels, her theme song for what she's doing right now. I got a good one. I think I know what Brady's going to. We might all have the same song real quick. It's 9:33. You got a suggestion, Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can throw it that way. 97936 is the text line. Do that, too, and we'll have Rock Wars coming up next.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
If anything, I'd turn the lights off.
Can't blame you. It's like a strip club. They dim the lights.
Oh. Mine got taken?
There's debate.
Of what?
I was in...
you were taking my number one.
No.
What? Uh-oh, we've got a debate on
the second one you came in.
He tried to get?
I already
he says he had it.
Oh, he had it. All right, I'll give you back my first one then. I'll go with that.
All right.
All right. Larry McFeely's here, everybody.
I was just going to say, I had to hit you up over the weekend because remember, it was May the 4th be with you over the weekend, and I'm watching Star Wars, and I can't get out of my head the damn Rock Wars thing. Every time the movie opens, I'm watching it, and it's like, Rock Wars! That's all I can hear.
Yeah, you hear when the song starts, you start screaming Rock Wars.
So thank you for that.
I've ruined Star Wars for you. you thought it was impossible.
Now Disney ruined Star Wars.
No,
for
it was
him.
George Lucas that actually ruined Star Wars, and then Disney, and then and then the fans, and then I have to apologize before we get into that because I did watch a little bit of. Wasn't The Last Jedi. It was Rise of Skywalker. But The Last Jedi, I remember arguing with our own Doug Fairchild downstairs, who was going online and getting in fights about how bad the movie was as a super fan. And I'm like, Doug, you need to calm down.
Oh, he was twittering it up.
He was nonstop. And I said, that movie's not that bad. I remember going to the theater going, I actually really enjoyed it. It was fun. I had a nice. I watched it again. That movie is a piece of I was wrong. Wildly wrong. Terrible. And Rise of Skywalker does a decent job of balancing back what was destroyed. But I watched the end of the one and the beginning of the next, and I'm like, they f*** this thing up bad. So my apologies to everyone I argued with online. I know it's late, but hey, better late than never, especially my friend Doug Fairchild, who I gave so much grief to at the time. He was fired up. He missed work. He literally missed work for an hour and a half one day. On the computer, getting in fights over whether or not that Star Wars should, like, there should be jail time for it. And he missed a meeting. Because I missed a meeting. I was on Reddit or something, just pounding away, yelling at some people. He doesn't even know. Twitter, all that. It was great. So, it's terrible. So, may the fourth be with you. You can have it. I'll take the first three, and I'm out. The topic this week, Brett had it. It is the theme song for Stormy Daniels, On the Stand. In the trial against Trump, and we talked about it a little bit. I just don't want to be part of it, but I can't help it. We got to watch a little bit of it. Brett, who would you like to go first?
Let's start with Brady since there was some shenanigans going on over here as far as picks.
Well, I based mine on the keyword honey bunch, and the first thing that came to mind was where does that come from? And where does it? And I thought of that song from the Four Tops way back when. Sugar pie, honey bunch.
You think he tried to sing it?
Oh, he's probably playing.
Was he doing
the robe on?
He's in the robe.
And look at and
I'm like an authentic
robe.
One.
I'm doing the dancing. You come and you go.
Goodbye, Stormy Daniels, porn star.
And by the way, keep it down. Here's a check.
All right, I like that. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, because maybe the last time I've used Honey Bunch was singing that song. Until Trump said it to her and it became court record public information.
Keep in touch, Honey Bunch.
That is creepy. By the way, you call anybody Honey Bunch, don't bother saying keep in touch. They're not gonna. You just call them Honey Bunch. That's over.
Keep in touch. Keep in touch. I know I just put my seed inside your body, but keep in touch. What do you say? Maybe a Christmas card? A phone call now and again?
Me next?
Yeah.
All right. I was going to go with that one. I changed mine in the middle, but I didn't know Brady had already gotten it. But I went back to my original, which is also very solid. It says it all. It's what the trial's all about. I got a certain girl. She's on my mind. No doubt about it. She looks fine. She's the best girl I ever had. Sometimes she's going to make me feel so bad. Hush by Deep Purple.
Well, that's
you got the remix.
Yeah. You got Toledo'd.
Hush.
You know, he said, she broke
hey, Stormy, it's Don. I just want to play a little something. Hush, hush, keep it down. 130,000 in your hand now. Hush, hush.
I need a great song, the adventure song, Four Tops, and when she leaves.
Yeah.
Just a little reminder.
I mean, this one is, I need her loving, and I know I'm not to blame. He still wants to bang her. He wanted to keep in touch with her, but hush, hush, her theme song. She's the one who was supposed to shut up. Where's the loyalty and pride in that, by the way? Give me $130,000 right now. I'm keeping your secret. For good. Brett?
All right. Well, I can see Stormy singing this song. And some of the lyrics, the first verse is, what in the F is that thing? You need some tweezers. Put that little thing away.
Oh.
That's got to be the smallest D I've ever seen. It's a short dick man from Gillette and 20 Fingers. And I'm getting Toledo'd.
Oh, yeah.
Toledo, hush, what are you doing? Because I can see her strutting up there doing this song.
This is good. Wow. Record skipping.
Don't want no short dick man. What in the world is that fucking
thing? Whoa. Phil.
This is why we can't
trust
her.
Exactly what she would be saying.
She's a whore.
Yes.
Brett's right. I vote for Brett. Whore. And I'll prove it right here on the stand under oath that this thing ain't no short dick. It's a big boy. It's a long Don Silver.
All right, we've got to leave it up to John because we're late. John Gordon, it's only up to you. Come on up here. We'll be Hushed by Deep Purple. Will it be the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself. Or will it be Short Dick Man by Yaya and the Yayas? Who sings it?
Gillette.
Gillette.
With the 20 fingers.
Best a man can get.
With every fiber of my being in this world, I know that Trump is a short dick man.
Oh, there we go. I forgot he's a lib. You went right after what gets John Gordon hard.
He meant it.
Yeah. It's strange. He's not gay. But when he thinks of Donald Trump's little dick, he gets hard as a rock. It's an odd thing. Short dick, man. We can't play that filthy mess.
I just found the radio.
There is a clean version.
I was just coming.
Oh, man. She keeps stuttering in that thing. Don't. Short dick, man is today's champion.
80s, 90s rap.
Now, remember, Brett, you can't use it twice in a year.
I didn't think I was going to need to with this one.
I will prove it to you, Brett. You know, it may be small, but it feels huge in the right hole.
Time after the break.
All right, we'll take a break first, and we'll play Short Dick Man and do the entertainment. It's Wednesday. There you go. Brett is the winner. God damn it.
It's out of control now. 98.